6 a.m., the Gaddafi's forces have launched a powerful rocket attack against the seaport, the harbor. At least from 60 to about 100 rockets have fallen on the harbor. We could hear the repeated explosion into the direction of the seaport east of the city. Apart from that, the city, as usual, the residential areas are exposed daily and every hour to the heavy shelling of the Gaddafi's heavy artillery. We've noticed today that there is an intensive flying from the NATO aircraft. They have done, I believe, according to and judging by the sound that I heard, and what I heard about from the radio, that there are some NATO airstrikes today, maybe in the coastal road, maybe in our sector area south of the city center. Right now, the current situation right now is sort of quiet. I don't have any final figure for the casualties, whether the dead or the wounded people.
Gaddafi has given an ultimatum to Misrata, saying that it must surrender now within the next 30 hours. How do the people of Misrata feel about this ultimatum?
I believe it's just, the threatening of Gaddafi's government is just empty. It doesn't have any kind of reliability. Because you are supposed, after you announced such a warning against Misrata, you're supposed to stop you're supposed to cease fire. But this didn't happen at all in the past 2 days. The Gaddafi's forces are still bombing the city, and the Gaddafi's forces are still attacking the city with full power attack. So I don't know whether they are going to do whatever they are going to do tomorrow is not going to make any difference on the past few days. It's going to still the same. The Gaddafi's forces are still attacking the city. The Gaddafi's forces the Misrata city is under siege and still surrounded completely, and civilians get killed every day. So it makes no difference whether they are going to attack tomorrow or today. It's still the same, because they didn't cease fire at all.
What is the view in Misrata about the effectiveness of NATO's airstrikes over the past 24 hours?
In the past 24 hours, I believe there have been some shortage toward the action and the performance of the aircraft in order to protect the civilians of Misrata. But today, we have witnessed an intensive flying and intensive action from the NATO aircraft, and we heard a lot of explosion. But it's still the same. We appreciate what they have done already. But unfortunately, I'm going to tell you, it's not enough to protect the civilians. They need to come up with something to overcome the tactics of Gaddafi's forces. You know, taking the advantage of the geography in the south of the city to bomb the city. Also, about the issue of hiding the tanks inside the houses and inside the warehouses. So there is a lot of problems that need to be handled by the NATO. And every time you're trying to send some coordination or you're trying to give some information about the location of Gaddafi's battalions and Gaddafi's forces, you know, the response is very weak, actually. It's because apparently there is a trust problem between the rebels and the NATO command. I believe that at least they are not trusting that the people of Misrata and the fighters of Misrata are giving correct and accurate coordination to them to be able to bombard and strike the location of Gaddafi's forces. At least let them send their people. We're not talking about an army within the city. We're not asking for an army to protect the city, but we are asking for at least a small ground troops to at least to guide the airstrikes, at the same time to make sure that there are no civilians at all in those areas which is under control of Gaddafi's forces.